More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A new podcast titled A Good Guy tells the story of an active duty Marine Sergeant Joshua Abbott. He was part of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. So what was he doing there? That's the question the podcast wanted to answer. It's hosted by NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman and reporter and co-host Lauren Hodges. The podcast dropped last week, and our morning edition host George Prentice sat down with Bowman and Hodges. Let's take a listen.
Lauren Hodges, my question is for you. Talk to me about how a podcast is the ideal framework to tell this story.
Well, it's longer, and this was a very complex story, so we really needed some time to get into Josh and, you know, his profile, what he was trying to tell us, and then some of the longer, more complex themes of how it impacts the military, the changing story of January 6th overall, and the definition of extremism and whether there's a problem with it in the military.
Tom Bowman, can you talk about who did or did not cooperate with telling this story?
Well, Josh certainly cooperated. We spoke with him for, I guess, almost 4 hours over two days. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting things about this is, you know, after January 6th, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, you know, had this stand down to remind all the troops that you have to, you know, abide by your oath to the Constitution, protected against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Then he hired this official to come up with a definition of extremism, what you can and can't do in the military. And then all the military services, just this year, by the way, put out guidelines about prohibited activity. And they also vow to collect data for the first time on any extremist activity. Interestingly, I reached out to a number of senior Pentagon officials asking about this, and nobody wanted to talk about it. Mm. And finally, just a few weeks ago, we've been working on this story since earlier this year, I finally was able to talk to the Commandant of the Marine Corps at a roundtable with reporters, and I asked him about, you know, extremism in the Marines, and it was a really interesting thing he had to say about it, and I'll leave that to the listeners when they hear the podcast.
Was there anything well before the election of 2020 that would lead anyone to connect the dots of Josh's life before and what happened on January 6th?
You know, I don't think so with Josh in particular. I mean, he was, you know, joined the Marine. He was a 20-year-old sergeant on January 6th when he went into the Capitol. Before that, you know, if there's anything that kind of jumps out here, it's where do you get your news from? And for Josh, it was only Fox News. And also sort of right-wing conservative websites, which clearly are slanted. So part of this story, I think, for those in the military and really for all Americans is, you know, where do you get your information from? And is it misinformation? Is it incredibly slanted information? And again, with January 6th, the sense was, you know, it was a Stop the Steal rally, but there's no evidence the election was stolen. And to this day, we hear Donald Trump and some of his supporters say, yeah, the election was stolen. J.D. Vance can't even say that, you know, Biden won the election at this point. So it's still out there, very much so. And it's all of this is still very much part of the campaign because Donald Trump says those who went into the Capitol were patriots. He vows to commute their sentences should he get into office. And then Kamala Harris says Donald Trump incited a riot, incited an insurrection. You can't vote for him. He doesn't deserve to be president. So here we are, you know, George, almost 4 years later, it's still very much a part of the political landscape. And I find that just really, really amazing.
Lauren Hodges, how wide is the gap between how Josh tells his story and how others tell a story?
Well, this was a big part of our podcast was listening and absorbing his version, but also being confused by it because Tom and I were both out there at the Capitol on January 6th covering the insurrection. And what we experienced was very different from the version Josh gave us. I think it's different from what most of us have seen on TV. And when he wanted to portray himself as this bystander, this person who just kind of stood back, took pictures, and in fact, didn't even see any violence, he says, didn't even see any rowdiness or aggression, no broken glass, The police were fine with them being there. We were like, what? And needed to dig in a bit more. And what we found in that process was there was a gap, a pretty big one.
No big spoiler alert here, but where is he right now?
He's still an active duty Marine.
And his legal status?
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
It's definitely a significant part of the twists and turns in the podcast. But I think listeners will be really surprised about the consequences. To use your word, gap, the gap between, you know, what they would expect to happen and what does happen.
That was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, speaking with NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman and reporter and co-host Lauren Hodges about their new podcast, A Good Guy, which dropped last week. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.